Folks, it's Rick Barrett. I need you to go to shop.mikechurch.com and get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt. That's shop.mikechurch.com. Get the real Back the Blue Miraculous Metal Law Enforcement t-shirt now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by the Little Bayou Rosary. Handmade sacred art is making a comeback, and there's no finer example of this art than Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, featuring beautiful rosaries and chaplets, all made with love in southeast Louisiana. To browse the catalog or place a custom order, go to mikechurch.com/rosary. Here's what to listen for this hour. Biden declares the plandemic over. Illegal immigrants flown to Massachusetts last week file a class action lawsuit against Florida's Governor DeSantis. The Biden administration plans to side against the indigenous people in yet another move to alienate everyone in his path. And this week, we honor the unsung heroes of the road, our truckers. Biden says the pandemic is over. Our political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose reports.
Joe Biden's declaration that the pandemic is over could complicate the administration's effort to battle COVID-19 public health, experts say. Biden made the remarks in a Sunday broadcast of 60 Minutes. "We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it, but the pandemic is over," he said. "If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing." Joe Biden pretty much declaring publicly that COVID-19 is over is a good marker in terms of understanding how Democrats will campaign in the fall. Because if Democrats know that COVID-19 is over politically, they then know they have to go to their next hot-button issues in order to get their base out and advertise successfully against Republicans. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and other state officials are facing a class action lawsuit filed by migrants who were flown to Massachusetts last week. The case filed in the District of Massachusetts on Tuesday names the state of Florida, the Department of Transportation, its Secretary Jared W. Perdue, as well as the governor, both in their official and personal capacities, writes Fox News. The lawsuit alleges that DeSantis and others designed and executed a premeditated, fraudulent, and illegal scheme centered on exploiting this vulnerability for the sole purpose of advancing their own personal, financial, and political interests. DeSantis sent two planes full of migrants to Martha's Vineyard from Texas last Wednesday as part of his pledge to drop off illegals in liberal states. Martha's Vineyard is famously known as a playground of rich progressives, including former President Obama, who bought a multimillion-dollar house there in 2019. Of course a lawsuit would follow, and the illegals weren't the instigators, undoubtedly. The Biden administration plans to side against the indigenous people in yet another move to alienate everyone in his path. He's expected to soon finalize a rule banning oil and gas leasing near a Native American historical site, despite heavy opposition from local indigenous leaders, who say the administration's rule would prevent them from collecting royalties on their land. The rule, which the Department of the Interior announced in November of 21, would implement a 20-year moratorium on federal oil and gas leasing within a 10-mile radius of the Chaco Cultural Natural Historical Park, located in northwest New Mexico. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said the rule, which would amount to a withdrawal of 336,000 acres of public lands from mineral leasing, would protect the environment and rich cultural legacy of the region. "We're not destroying anything. We are Native Americans ourselves. Nobody is destroying the park," Delora Jesus, a Navajo Nation citizen who owns allotted land in the greater Chaco region, told Fox News Digital in an interview. "The oil companies sure aren't destroying the park, and they have new technology." Our quote of the day: "If you are what you should be, you will set the whole world ablaze." St. Catherine of Siena. And coming up, our saint of the day, one of Jesus's most intimate followers. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, everyone. Jamie Scott here. For those that might not know me, I'm the director of the Sparrow's Nest here in Athens, Georgia. We're a local nonprofit aimed to help those who are broken, beaten, and abused and stereotyped by the harshness of this world. Our team work alongside many local businesses and community members to provide service to our clients. One of those businesses is Bulldog Kia. Did you know when you buy a new Kia from Bulldog Kia, a portion of your purchase goes to the Sparrow's Nest? You can buy a new car and get the chance to save lives. How cool is that? Head on over to BulldogKia.com to check out their great selection of new Kias. Have you seen the new 2022 Kia Telluride? It's beautiful. You can also visit them in person on Atlanta Highway next to Sam's Club. You can learn more about the Sparrow's Nest and additional ways you can give back to our organization by visiting sparrowsnestathens.org. Thank you for your support, and remember, we'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is one of Jesus' most intimate followers, Saint Matthew. Matthew was a Jew who worked for the occupying Roman forces collecting taxes from other Jews. The Romans were not scrupulous about what the tax farmers got for themselves, so the latter, known as publicans, were generally hated as traitors by their fellow Jews, and the Pharisees lumped them in with the sinners. So it was shocking to them to hear Jesus call such a man to be one of his intimate followers. Matthew got Jesus in further trouble by having a sort of going away party at his house. You recall the gospel tells us that many tax collectors and those known as sinners came to the dinner, and the Pharisees were still more badly shocked. What business did the supposedly great teacher have associating with such immoral people? Well, Jesus' answer was, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners," Jesus said in Matthew 9. He was setting aside ritual and worship. Jesus was not setting aside ritual and worship. He was saying that loving others is even more important. This week, we honor truckers, the people who keep America moving. They are being applauded during National Trucker Appreciation Week. After drivers handled recent supply chain bottlenecks and coronavirus delays, the nation isn't missing a chance to thank these key workers, reports Fox News. Yellow Trucking Senior Vice President of Trucker Relations Brian Reifsnyder shared on Fox & Friends Friday that his company is celebrating its workers with cookouts, sit-down conversations, and more. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com and stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.